Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, My Husband's Secret Text to My Best Friend, A Marriage of Betrayal, Infidelity and Revenge Romance, is a contemporary romance novel in C.M. Maya's Her Marriage in Crisis series. It belongs to the subgenre of high angst betrayal romance, where the emotional core comes from the collapse of trust inside a marriage and the painful consequences of discovering infidelity. The premise centers on Amber, who uncovers secret messages between her husband and her best friend, turning familiar relationships into sources of humiliation, anger, and shock. Rather than treating betrayal as a single event, the book uses it as the starting point for divorce, confrontation, and personal recalibration. Its purpose is less about realism in a literary sense, and more about delivering a dramatic emotional arc built around revenge, reclaiming dignity, and finding a more deserving partner after a devastating rupture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a marriage collapse driven by hidden communication, the secret text format also functions as a mechanism of moral exposure. Written messages preserve evidence, so the protagonist is not relying on suspicion or interpretation. That gives her discovery credibility and removes easy denial, which is important in betrayal romance because the heroine needs a concrete reason to stop rationalizing the relationship. The book appears to use those messages to convert vague unease into undeniable knowledge, forcing a decisive response. This makes the plot structurally efficient once the texts are found. The story can move quickly from suspicion to confrontation to separation. For readers, that creates a clear emotional trajectory and a strong sense of payoff, since the husband's private cruelty is made visible in a way that cannot be explained away. Secondly, best friend betrayal is a double violation of trust. The maid of honor detail noted in the description further reinforces the theme of intimacy turned against the heroine. A best friend who is also part of the wedding and family circle signals that the betrayal is embedded in the protagonist's life, not external to it. This is one reason the book fits the marriage in crisis category. So well, the problem is not merely that a husband cheats, but that the entire relational environment has been compromised. The narrative therefore uses betrayal to ask what remains when the people closest to you have been lying. That question gives the story emotional density and explains why these books often center on anger, disbelief, and the need to rebuild boundaries from the ground up. Thirdly, revenge romance is a form of self-protection and restoration. The revenge framework also shapes reader expectations. Rather than asking whether the marriage can simply be repaired, the book pushes the audience to watch how the betrayed spouse redefines the terms of the relationship. That shift creates tension because it delays emotional closure for the unfaithful partner. The husband may attempt to explain, minimize, or grovel, but the story's power lies in the heroine's ability to decide whether those gestures matter. In this sense, revenge operates as a refusal of easy reconciliation. It gives the novel its moral spine and helps distinguish it from softer second-chance romances, where the focus is on rebuilding. Here, the emphasis is on consequence first, reconciliation only if earned. Fourthly, single mother pressure and the cost of leaving. This family dimension also broadens the novel's appeal. Readers who enjoy marriage and crisis stories often respond to the tension between collapse and survival, especially when a parent has to rebuild life after betrayal. The child raises the stakes of every decision, since reconciliation is not just about whether two adults can forgive one another. It is about whether the home they create is emotionally trustworthy. The book likely uses this pressure to make Amber's departure feel earned and serious. By showing that she leaves with a child, rather than only with her pride, the story emphasizes endurance, not just anger. That distinction helps the novel function as both revenge fantasy and domestic crisis narrative. Lastly, groveling, replacement romance, and the moral contrast between men. Because the book is part of a long-running series built around similar betrayal scenarios, this contrast also helps it feel immediately recognizable to genre readers. The expected arc is clear discovery, separation, groveling, and then a more stable romantic option. What makes this installment distinct is the specific configuration of best friend betrayal and secret texts, which gives the downfall an especially personal and modern feel. The text message evidence, the betrayal within the social circle, and the replacement love interest all work together to produce a tightly engineered emotional arc. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who specifically seek high angst contemporary romance with betrayal at the center of the plot. It will appeal most to audiences who enjoy infidelity narratives, marriage and crisis stories, revenge-driven separations, and the emotional satisfaction of seeing a betrayed heroine choose herself over a failing relationship. The novel's main benefit is not subtle characterization, but strong emotional clarity. It quickly establishes the injury, makes the betrayal concrete through secret texts, and then follows the consequences with a clear revenge and recovery structure. compared with more generalized second-chance romances. It stands out for the severity of the breach and the way it turns friendship, marriage, and family into one interconnected crisis. Its position in the Her Marriage in Crisis series also signals its formula, which is part of its appeal for genre readers who want familiar beats delivered with intense emotional pressure. For readers comfortable with cheating romance, it offers exactly the kind of dramatic fallout, groveling tension, and eventual emotional reset that define the category. If you would like to support CM Maya, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.